Welcome to my favorite place, it's Happy Harbor. We'll have so much fun playing with our friends. There's Ollie the bear, and Tilly the penguin, and an octopus named Kelpie.
See me in my Happy Harbor lighthouse. I have something I want to tell you. God made you, God loves you, and God wants to be your friend. God made noses. Can you point to your nose? Mine is right here. He also made feet. Can you point to your feet? He made every part of us, even our heads. Can you shake your head? That feels funny. God made you and me, and all the people in the Bible, too. Hey, let's see if Kelby can show us a picture of someone from the Bible who God made. Let's use my spyglass to see if we can find Kelby in the harbor. There he is. Hi, Kelby.
Hi, Arlo.
And hi, friend.
Kelby, I was hoping to learn about someone new today.
That sounds fun.
Can you open your treasure chest and see who it could be?
I can do that, Olo.
I'll just open up my treasure chest and... Uh-oh! Bubbles! Can you help me pop them?
All right, here we go. Let's pop some bubbles.
Helping me.
We popped so many bubbles.
Now let me see who is in here. Who is this?
That's Joseph. He had a coat with lots of colors on it. Thanks, Kelby.
You're welcome, Olo.
I am happy that we get to hear a story about Joseph today. God made Joseph, and God made you. Now there's a book that tells us about Joseph and shows us pictures of his colorful coat. It's just right here. This book is called the Bible. The Bible is God's special book for us. Oh, that's the choo-choo of the Bible train. Let's look through the spyglass and see if we can find Tilly. Hi, Tilly.
Hello, Arlo. And hello, friend.
Do you have a special story from the Bible you could show us today?
Let's find out together. Come on, friend. All aboard the Bible train. Choo-choo. Are you excited?
I know I am. Let's open up Cot's special book together and watch a Bible story.
Stories of the Bible Junior. Joseph. Let's meet Joseph.
Hey!
Who had a coat of many colors. Joseph was also one of 12 brothers. Joseph was loved very much by his dad, but this made all his brothers really, really mad. So his brothers got together and came up with a plan to sell Joseph to a far-off land. This land was Egypt. He was made into a slave. But everyone he worked for liked how he behaved. The Pharaoh made Joseph second in command. And Joseph had to store food to feed the whole land. A famine came. That means there was no food to eat. And Joseph's brothers longed for even the tiniest treat. But Egypt was doing fine because of what Joseph had done. People everywhere came for food. Even his brothers came for some.
Hey.
They didn't recognize who Joseph had become. It had been many years since the bad things they had done. Joseph showed his brothers that it was him all along.
Ta-da!
They were scared he was mad about what they'd done wrong. But Joseph forgave them instead of being mad. He said that God can make good even out of the bad. God was with Joseph, even in this far-off land. He works all things for good because he always has a plan.
I love that story. I wonder what other stories I could hear from the Bible. Did you know that we can always find more stories in God's special book? All we have to do is open up the Bible and take a look.
Well, I have to take this train to the next stop.
See you around, friend. And bye, Arlo.
Bye, Tilly.
Choo-choo.
I like that story about Joseph. God made Joseph special. He made him to do a special job, and Joseph did a good job. God made you, too. He made you special, and he has a special job for you to do, too. That makes me so excited that I want to jump and dance. So let's all sing a song together now. Here we go.
Yeah.
was a fun song about the Bible. The Bible is a book for you and me. And remember, we saw a story from the Bible today about Joseph. God made Joseph. And who else did God make? Did he make you? Yep, he sure did. God will help you do good things. Now I'm going to say God made, and then you say me. Ready to try? God made me. God made me. God made me. One last time. God made me. That was fun. Thank you for coming to see me and Tilly and Kelby today. We had so much fun with you. Before we go, I want to make sure you remember something. So put your hands on your head. Okay, good. Remember that God made you, God loves you, and God wants to be your friend. Yay! We'll see you around Happy Harbor again soon. Bye, friend!